Hey, what are you doing, love? Getting up in the middle of the night?
It's tea time.
It's what?
Our afternoon naps developed into a long siesta. It's nearly 6 o'clock.
But the milking.
That, my dear husband, is why I am up and in my working togs.
You should have wakened me when you got up.
Too risky.
Eh?
We might not have got up for the rest of the day.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Cows to you.
Yeah, it's no use. I'll have to rouse myself, I suppose.
Oh, you look lovely sleeping away there, like a Cheshire cat, all contentment.
Well, why not? I am content. Aren't you?
Very. But I gotta leave you for those poor cows.
Yeah, there's someone at the door. Well, thank goodness you're up and dressed.
I'll go and see, and if it's for you, I'll cover up while you get into your clothes.
Yeah, right. It won't take me a second.
At least it doesn't sound as if it's carol singers.
Well, it's time enough yet.
I'm coming. Hang on.
Sorry to disturb you, Pat.
It's Betty Tucker, Tony.
I'll be right down.
Sorry, Betty. I was just upstairs changing into my working clothes.
Oh, there now. I should have told you.
Told us what?
Well, I could see how done in you were when you got back from the airport. But to tell you the truth, I wasn't sure if I could get away this afternoon.
Oh, we were terribly grateful for your help this morning.
It's our sheepdog bitch, you see. Still hasn't had her puppies. Mm. But Mike's over there with her, so I just popped over and did the milking for you.
Betty, you're a saint.
Not a bit of it. I had to guess the feeding a bit, but it's finished.
Oh, there's nothing wrong, is there?
No, Betty's done the milking for us.
She hasn't. Ah, you're a saint.
They say happily married couples get like each other, don't they?
Well, what have I said?
Exactly what I said.
It doesn't matter. I'm not complaining. Now, I must get back and see how things are.
Well, haven't those pups arrived yet?
No, and I'll tell you something. I reckon it'll be a day or two, in spite of what Mike and the vet say.
Well, one thing's certain, they won't come before they're ready.
Well, that's true. Anyway, I thought I'd just let you know as you've nothing to bother about. Milk's all safely in the tank.
Oh, I can't thank you enough, Betty.
You're a godsend. Bye.
Hey, let us know if we can do anything for you any time.
I will. Bye now.
Bye.
Wasn't that super of her?
Oh, she's a good sort. Well, it's a pity I panicked, though.
Eh?
Well, dashing into me clothes like that. We could have stayed in bed a bit longer.
Oh, is that all you can think about?
Hey, now what are you doing?
Putting the kettle on. And when we've had tea, we're going to go out and make sure the cattle are all right. We've got enough silage and so on.
Nah, Betty's 100% reliable.
So she may be, but our whole future's in that herd, and I'm not taking any chances.
There's no answer to that, is there?
But if you're tired, we could always have an early night.
Hey, now that's a thought.